This is Spoken Gospel. We're dedicated to seeing Jesus in all of Scripture. In each episode, we see what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in. Jacob has received the blessing from his father Isaac and is instructed to flee to his family's homeland for two reasons. First, his older brother Esau wants to kill him for stealing his blessing. Second, it's in order to find a wife among his own people, which Esau did not do. As Jacob is journeying to his family's household, he stops for the night. While sleeping, he receives a dream from God that ends up changing his life. He sees a large structure, like a ladder, tower, or staircase, reaching up from earth to heaven. All along the ladder, he sees angels ascending and descending on it. Then God's voice rings out as he speaks to Jacob. Even though he had received his father's blessing, there was a far more important one that he needed to receive: God's. So God speaks the same covenant he made with Abraham and Isaac now to Jacob. God will make Jacob's descendants a great nation and will give them the land promised to Abraham. But why the ladder? Well, it is the opposite of the Tower of Babel. At the tower, humans tried to build a structure that would reach up to the heavens and allow them access to God. They were trying to build a gate to heaven. But God foiled their attempts by confusing their language and dispersing them among the nations. In contrast to Babel, this time, God is the one who builds the tower. He doesn't call humans to come up, but instead, he and his angels travel down it. God himself builds the gate to heaven. In fact, that's what Jacob calls the place where he has this vision, the gate of heaven. And by the end of the dream, people aren't dispersed among the nations as at Babel. Instead, God promises to unite people under one new nation in Jacob. You see, Jacob's ladder shows us how God will reverse the effects of man's sin, typified by the Tower of Babel. How would he do this? God would do what humans tried to do. At Babel, it was man's effort, but at Jacob's ladder, it was God's. This dream is not ultimately fulfilled in Jacob's life, but it is in Jesus's. Jesus actually references this story at the beginning of the Gospel of John. He says that angels will descend and ascend on him, like they did at Jacob's ladder. What does he mean by this? He means that he is the one that connects earth and heaven. How appropriate is it then that later in John's Gospel, Jesus calls himself the gate? Jesus opens up the way to God. Getting to God is not about building a big enough tower of good works and effort so that you can get where he is. Getting to God starts with God getting to us. He comes down the ladder, and he did this completely in Jesus. God left heaven to come to earth in order to give us access to himself. I pray that the Holy Spirit will show you the God who descends and comes to us, and Jesus as the one who built the ladder between heaven and earth with his own body and blood on the cross. Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible, a Spoken Gospel podcast. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. For more information or to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.